Hey guys, thanks for joining us for another episode of American Horror Story. Did we find the Judas? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh, this episode!
Such an action-packed episode,
oh,
right?
Oh my goodness!
This is the American Horror Story that I love.
This is what I binge watch. This is what I live for.
Oh my god.
This was everything and more.
Everything. Thank you guys for joining us for another episode of American Horror Story. This is season 7, episode 10. Charles Manson in charge, and boy was he in charge.
He was
this episode,
really in charge.
I'm Ashley Allen. You guys can follow me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen. And next to me is my lovely co-host.
Hey guys, I'm Sanders Kennedy. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Just Sans World.
Man. So let's kick this off. We got a lot to talk about.
We got a lot to talk about. And Elena and Kelly couldn't be here tonight. We're sorry.
Here.
But they will be here for the final.
Yes.
They will be here.
They will, but we'll hold it down.
Yeah, we're going to hold it down tonight. We are going to get grimy.
We're
going
to get this
as
going.
Kai.
So, the show opens up tonight with basically Winter and Kai and a few of Winter's
friends
watching the election, and they're discussing everything that happens. And one of Winter's friends, I can't remember what her name was.
I don't think they said her name.
Okay. But she's basically kind of going off to Kai about her beliefs and her feelings about the election.
Yeah, she basically popped off all the way off and demasculated him, talking about the alt-right or the alt-left. I can't remember which one it is.
Yeah, the left.
The left is, they never have women and all this stuff. And it's just, you can just see on his face that he's like being so, demasculated. What's the word?
Emasculated. I think that's
one of those. You know what I mean. But you can just see in his face, and then he loses it and goes Ike Turner.
Right, and slaps her across the face.
Slaps her on the face.
And you know what? I was not surprised that he did it. I'm surprised that her friends kind of didn't really jump on him. But, I mean, hey, she said she was going to press charges, and it looks like she did, because then that leads us to connecting how Kai knows B.B. Babbitt.
Ooh.
She's his anger management counselor.
Yes, I was not expecting that. And, 100% I knew that Kai was going to slap her friend, Winter's friend. You can just, he's just that type of person.
Yeah.
And when they panned that camera around to B.B., I was like,
Here we go.
This is what we want.
Yeah.
And we find out it's an anger management counselor, and she has a plan.
Yeah.
She plants a seed in Kai's head and said, did you ever think about politics?
Yes. And I now that took me by surprise that she was the one who basically set all of this up. Because this whole time I have been thinking it was Dr. Vincent.
Yeah.
But it was really B.B. Babbitt.
We were totally wrong.
So wrong.
That came out of left field.
Oh, my God.
And she wants to continue her mission and bring out the rage in women and have them take full control and just dominate the world. And she plants that seed in Kai's head. And as you see, it doesn't go that way.
No, it doesn't. But you know what? I did appreciate that she kind of held true to the creed of the women cult that they had.
Oh.
She had him call himself a turd.
Oh,
yes. And recite all of that. And she kind of broke him down to build him up to what we see today.
And I was shook when Kai's like, I'm a turd. I'm like, what'd you just say?
Right.
What? Wait, you're whooped? I can't believe that.
He kind of was a little weak.
He was very weak.
We've never really seen that side of Kai, because we've seen flashbacks of Kai, you know, before all this happened. But this was a whole nother, like, broken side of him.
Oh, yes. He was the puppet.
He definitely
basically
was
in this whole episode, he was a puppet. B.B. was the puppet master in the beginning. And then Charles Manson was the puppet master during the current time.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, well, it's not really like Allie, because she didn't really, like, have a seed planted in her head, but it was just weird seeing how weak he was.
Very.
And then he slowly, as we saw it through the season, started to get more confident and started feeling himself and decided to take a left turn.
But I feel like his confidence, from what we've seen this episode, is really fake confidence.
Yes.
Because all of his, like, the battery that he gets put in his back is always from other people. He always needs something to happen for him to puff his chest out. Yes. And become the Kai that we've been seeing this whole season.
He needs a hype man.
Yeah.
He can never do it by himself. He needs a hype really man him. That does all the work, and he runs the mouth and he's like, yeah, you can do it. I'm like, I can do it. It's like, it's insane.
So he's really not that strong of a person.
AKA what people perceive President Trump as.
Right.
They feel like a whole bunch of other people are the president, and Trump just gets on there because he's the face. Right. And he's really scared. Like, mm-hmm. Kai's really scared.
Yeah.
And I think that's how they're making that political connection right there.
I agree.
It's insane.
Well, they kind of even touched on that with at Kai's rally.
Oh, yes.
When we had all the protesters out there.
Yes.
With their signs.
They were chanting, no Nazi, no KKK, no Fascist USA, which Green Day, the band, they chanted that at an awards show when they were performing.
Oh, really?
And I don't think the producers knew that was going to happen.
Okay.
And that made big news. So I was surprised to see that chant. I'm sure they probably chanted, that's a well-known chant, but from the first time I heard it was through Green Day. But if anyone in the chat has heard that chant before, let us know if where it came from. But first time I heard it was from Green Day, and I was like, yes, put that in. Like, make that connection.
So then as he's going on his rant, of course, like he always does, we have the protesters. They finally come in, and they cause chaos. They break it up. They're throwing urine and whatever else. And he ends up getting maced.
Oh, my gosh.
My God, Kai. Yeah.
I saw a little preview of that on Instagram, because I'm always on Instagram. People want to leak stuff. And even though they film in L.A. and all that stuff, I knew that he was going to get maced. I didn't know when, but it happened. And he cried like a little baby.
Ugh.
He's always getting hurt.
I was kind of surprised that he has an army there to help protect him. So how come they didn't, you know, put him in a safe place so that he didn't even get maced?
Yeah, grab him and go.
But they had that milk ready, though.
Who carries milk?
A gallon of milk.
Look, I hear carrying hot sauce. I hear about carrying a taser just in case you're walking down the wrong alley.
Milk?
You
really?
Mm-hmm.
Who does that? Kai's people.
Kai's people. And Kai thinks it's the feds that are setting up these protesters.
Right.
It's all a plan. And a paranoia, that's when we see his paranoia. Well, he's been paranoid kind of this whole season.
But this episode is
the roof of paranoia, where he's just like, oh, everyone's out. The feds are out for me.
Yeah.
It's
and
insane.
It continues. That kind of is like the main theme of this episode. Well, one of the main themes of this episode is literally we watch his mind unravel this entire episode.
He breaks.
Yeah.
He breaks all the way down. Now we see the next scene. Allie and Winter is in the ice cream truck cleaning it down because Kai's so paranoid. He's like, they're going to come and get us. You got to wipe everything down. They can't catch us.
Yeah.
And that's when Winter and Allie have a nice discussion.
Nice little girl chat.
Mm-hmm. And Winter said that the excuse that they're giving is Ivy ran off to Paris to become a cook or something like that.
Take some classes.
Yeah. And Ivy's not really believing it. And then I think Allie got a little bit offended. Was like, because she said, if something did happen to Ivy, what makes you think Kai did it?
Yeah. Well, see, I'm with Allie on this one because it's like, Winter, like, what she's saying, you're acting like you really know Ivy like that. Like, yeah, you guys are in the cult together and you schemed against Allie, but don't try to talk to me about my wife.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So, like, I'm with Allie, like, yeah, you may have messed around, but you don't know her like I do.
Yeah, it's like you might be her scissor sister, but I'm her wife.
Yeah. So, I'm liking, I'm so glad that Allie is finally stepping up. I mean, it is close to the end of the season, but it's about damn time. And I'm glad she's stepping up the way she is. Like, she is not scared. Like, she's putting her foot down. And I really like that.
Oh, yeah. And she didn't have that many scenes, but the scenes that she was in was so powerful. She went all the way in. Yeah. And each, like, without what she probably said 20 words this whole episode, but those words cut like a knife.
Well, yeah, because it's all, and I mean, this is a testament to good acting. Mm-hmm. She doesn't even have to say anything. It's all about the look on her face, that emotion in her eyes. Like, you know, she's not playing games anymore.
Just to jump forward a little bit, that smirk that she gave when she saw Winter on her knees begging for life. Let's go back, though. We'll get to that.
Yeah. So Winter, I think she better watch out. And I think this episode alone, she's kind of realized that, okay, Allie really isn't playing any games.
Yeah, she's out for blood. And she's like, I need to watch my back. Mm-hmm. But Kai decides to sit the boys around for a little story time. Because he's paranoid and he sees Senator Jackson and... He's just feels like everyone's after him right now. So he does a little story time about the Charles Manson murders. Mm-hmm. And he talks about how Tex and Susan and Patricia and Linda, they all go out and they're on this mission. Who are played by, Tex is Billy Eichner. Mm-hmm. Susan is Sarah, Allie. Patricia is Meadow, a.k.a. Leslie. Well, Leslie, a.k.a. Meadow. And Linda is Winter, slash Billy. So, right. What did you think about having them play those roles? I wasn't expecting that.
I like that. Yeah, I wasn't expecting it either, but I liked it because I felt, based on kind of how those people looked in real life, I think they put the right actors in the right roles.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I was so excited to see them, like, have a second or third role in the show. It really, and just to see their acting skills, like, they... There's nothing. I never said, "Oh, that's Allie." It's like, no.
Yeah, that's Linda.
The character. That's what's going down. Mm-hmm. Like, they're so believing. They were so good, and that scene was so bloody
Oh my god!
I had to turn away.
Yeah, I literally kind of got scared, and it takes a lot to scare me. But I literally was like, "Oh my god! Like, this is like too good." You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god!
What I want to know is, being that this whole season, but particularly this episode, since we're talking about this episode, is so gory and dark, how do they let it go? I would love to know. How does the actors let it go and just go home? Or are they a method actor and they take it home with them and they're that character and they live as that character? Yeah. I would really want to know. Like, what do you think about that?
I would hope that they're not method. Because then we would have a bunch of serial killers running around in Hollywood right now. No, I kind of feel like when it comes to playing a role like that, it takes a lot of mental preparation, not only for the actor, but maybe their significant other, whoever is living with them, to help them, you know, de-stress when they get home and kind of leave that character on set.
Oh, yeah.
But of course, I think it takes probably support from their other cast members as well, because they're all going through this such a dark story, having to relive it, and it's a lot. So yeah. I would think that they probably depend on their other castmates a lot.
Yeah, I think that's true. I heard many times, I'm always into the behind the scenes stuff of what goes on, and I heard many times on sets that sometimes if the scene is really intense, when they have their break, they make it as light and fluffy and fun as possible. They play jokes on each other, they make each other laugh just to get out that mindset, and then there's others who stay in it. And they just feel like, you got to keep going, we got to keep going, we got to keep going. And then by the end, they're just exhausted, and all they do is just sleep and then wake up and do it all over again. And that becomes their life. And being that these are all amazing actors and actresses, I really want to know what their way of acting is. Yeah. What do they do?
Well, round of applause to them, because I was emotionally exhausted watching that. What did you guys in the chat think about that scene?
Yeah, let us know.
Oh, we have someone saying that they felt like it was highly exaggerated with the gore.
Usually, Yeah.
It kind of has to be, though, you know, for
TV. It's
American
Horror Story. Yeah, you got to overdo it. You have to overdo it. Everyone usually says this shit, but this felt like a pretty good episode. So someone liked it. Yeah.
And I mean, even though the scene, it was highly exaggerated, if you think about the real story and you read the news clips or watch a documentary, it really was that bad.
Yeah,
really
this is a true story. It really happened.
Yeah, I mean, they really, I mean, they stabbed these people multiple times. They killed a pregnant lady. You know, like, it really was that bad. And that was the whole point. That's what Manson wanted, because he wanted to wake people up and shake America.
Get woke.
Get woke.
Get woke.
Because he wanted, you know, people to think, what they say, it started a race war. It's basically what they wanted. So with the messiness of what happened on that scene, they definitely got America's attention.
Oh, they definitely did. And I feel like they're going to be talking about this on the news, on the blogs. It's going to be like, did they go too far? And I don't think they did. I think they did what they were supposed to do and become a very scary show, which was very scary. So they cut to the next scene of Planned Parenthood, where Gary shows up with the boys. Mm-hmm. I like to call them the boys.
The boys.
And the plan is to get the list of women who had abortions and, I guess, kill them? Because it's 1,000 Tates that they have to take out.
Yeah, I think they wanted to kill them. But the thing that, like, that caught me, one of the boys said that, no, I think it was Gary who said, yeah, we need to go in here and get this list of women because they're all sluts. That's why they're all in here getting abortions.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is a topic that will forever be a hot topic in our country.
Oh, yes.
As far as whether women should get abortions or not, because when Gary turned up dead, that was one of the things that Kai said, that he was a pro-life supporter, and then look what happened to him.
Oh, yes. And so, that's a big discussion, because make this, like, very controversial. I don't think if you're pro-life or pro-choice, I think people, well, speaking for me, I'm pro-choice because there's many situations that women get themselves in if it's upon them or if it's taken from them. I feel kind of bad because people think pro-choice is pro-death. It's not pro-death. It's pro, women have the right to choose what the hell they want to do.
With their own bodies.
That's what it is. Everybody's pro-life. We want everybody to live.
Yeah.
And everyone has the right to believe what they want to believe.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think pro-choice people get the rap of they love death. And it's like, that's not it.
Yeah.
We're not trying to get a cop out. It's just, we just want the women to choose for themselves.
Exactly. I agree.
But, Gary, he gets played.
He does.
Yes. And it's not like Prince where he says, when people try to play me, they play themselves. Right. No. He got played. Gary got played.
And he was the last person that I kind of would think that this would happen to, because he's been there since before this was even really a thought.
A cult.
He has been his most loyal follower from the beginning. But at the same time, that's probably why Kai picked him, because he knew that he would be down for it and he would go through with it.
Oh, yes, because when you just know when you're in someone's head, and you know when you can control them, and you know that they'll do whatever you want them to do. And Kai says to him, like, hey, this is what you got to do. You'll be closer to me. You'll be the closest out of everybody, and you'll mean everything to me. And he willingly lets the clowns kill him.
Oh, my gosh.
Willingly.
How does someone have that much power over you where you literally submit yourself to getting just massacred like that?
There is nobody in this world with enough money or enough power to have me say, yeah. Well, my child.
Yeah.
My child. Yeah. If I ever have a child, that's the only thing that will let myself take the bullet.
Right.
And the knives. That's the only thing. But Gary's not his daddy. I mean, Gary's not the son. So
he's the master.
Yeah, he's the master. Oh, holy one.
Holy one.
Oh, holy one, my ass.
But, I mean, he takes it like a champ. And, I mean, they gut him. This episode, oh, my.
It was deadly. It was gory. Oh, and I loved it. Because it's friction.
Right.
and now then we cut to Beverly interviewing Kai, and she was not having it.
She was not
there for it.
Uh-uh.
She was basically like, what you gotta say, bitch?
Right? Oh, my God. But, I mean, Kai, he sat there and he used that time to say what he wanted to say. And poor Beverly is literally like a freaking wet dog, just shaking in her boots, holding the microphone. And
oh, yes.
He basically, once that camera goes off, he scolds her and puts her in her place. And I was kind of hoping, like, the way she was looking around, I was hoping someone was, like, taping it or something like that. But that wasn't the case. But not long after she meets up with Winter at the restaurant. And Winter has a proposition for her, a ticket, an Amtrak ticket. Girl, you know, you could have bought a flight. Come on.
Girl.
We're not trying to be on the train.
Look.
Right?
At least business.
Right. Business class. Can
yes.
I get the recliners?
There you go. At least it's not the Greyhound.
But anyway, so she bought her a ticket to go to Butte, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad Beverly is smart. And she refuses the ticket. And the way she refuses it, I'm like, Beverly has something up her sleeve. She's like, no, tell Kai that I am loyal to him and that I am not going anywhere.
Yes! Like, did you get that?
Mic check.
Mic check.
Did you hear me, Kai?
Yes, that's how it did. That's how it came off. Yeah. But I was still questioning, is she saying that she's loyal to Kai because she kind of still is, because there's still a piece? Or is she like, this is bullshit. I ain't here for it. I'm just trying to protect myself. And then Winter does admit, like, yes, I did set you up. Mm-hmm. I had to do that for myself because I only care for myself. Yeah. But here's a $25 ticket so you can get on that train and go.
Beverly was buying herself time. She's way too smart to fall into that. And Winter, like Allie said before, like, do you ever admit to anything that you've done? Like, she's always thinks that just her saying sorry and her blinking her eyes is gonna sweep what she's done under the rug.
Yeah, she does a little, I'm sorry. It's like, no, that does not work.
It's not gonna work.
And when anymore. Are you gonna get your roots done, girl? Like, come on. Just get it done. Kai shaved his head. You can at least get your roots done. Don't you have some free time on your hands, girl? But yeah, she never admits anything. And then when she needs to admit something for her life's sake, she does it. But, she said that. But we're jumping ahead again because I can't wait to get to that part.
I know.
But Kai officially lost his mind. He's searching his house up and down, trying to find that buzzing sound.
Yeah.
Now, do you think it was a real buzzing sound or was it in his head?
I think that was in his head.
Yeah.
In his head. He tore up that basement. All the carpet was up. There was nothing left.
Bare floors.
Bare everything. And he's just like literally losing his mind.
Oh, losing it until he locks himself into the death room, as I call it, with his parents and his brother.
Hi, Vincent. He's back.
Hey, he's back. Walking Dead style.
Great makeup, by the way.
Oh, yes.
That was great.
Great, great makeup. Scary. And I find it, I took that as he's the most comfortable around death.
Yeah.
That's what settled him. He didn't run into any room but that room.
That's where all his family is.
Oh, yes. And Vin, and then Vin's like, hey, yo, you fucked up.
Yeah.
you should have
messed
a luck.
Up, bro.
You went too far. And then Kai's like, almost saying sorry. He he knows he went too far and he can't go back and he needs someone there. And it's like he needs somebody, and who shows up? Charles Manson.
Mr. Manson
shows up and kills Vin again. Vin is dead again.
He got killed twice.
And says, Kai, you need to find a Judas. Mm. There is someone against you.
Mm-hmm.
There's someone trying to take you out. There is a mole.
Yep.
And you better find them. And then he goes on a witch hunt.
It's over from there.
Oh, it's over from there. It is way over from there.
Manson is like, that's how I got taken down. I didn't find my Judas, so you need to find yours.
Oh, yes.
So now Kai's on this rampage trying to find who his Judas is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. He is tearing up things and blaming everybody for who this Judas is. So now, all of a sudden, Allie finds this chip in the basement.
Surprise.
She finds it?
Really? Girl, she tried it. She finds it.
She finds the chip. And so now that sets him on another rampage to go, well, who is this chip? Where did it come from? I knew that they were setting me up.
Mm-hmm.
So and then that's when BB shows up,
ooh,
right?
Ooh, BB. Mm. BB shows up and she is showing out. She's like, look, you little bitch. I told you to do this one thing and you didn't.
You couldn't even do that.
You couldn't do your job because you're a man. Mm. A man know nothing.
Because you're a turd.
Because you're a turd.
He's a turd.
But he decided to grow some balls real quick and was like, no, women deserve to get their pussy grabbed. And they need to know their place in the kitchen. And she was not having that. She laid him down.
She did.
She laid him down and out. And it was almost the end. It was almost. But then Sweet Allie saves the life of Kai.
Of course she does.
And shows that she is a loyal bitch.
She's that ride or die.
She loyal.
She's there.
Mm-hmm. Some hoes ain't loyal. She's loyal. So, yeah. So, Allie is on the good list now.
Yeah, because she blows BB's brains out.
Oh, my gosh. Were you happy that she died?
I have mixed emotions. What do you guys think? Were you guys happy to see BB die?
Yeah, we really want to know. Were you happy to see her die? Because I felt like I kind of knew there was going to be some kind of clash there.
Yeah.
Because I don't... Well, Kai was like, I kind of did do that. I kind of did raise the women. And she's like, no, you raised everybody to go crazy.
Yeah.
Everyone's going crazy, and that's not what I wanted.
Yeah.
And she was right. Everyone went crazy.
Everybody, yeah.
But then Kai gets his life saved by Allie. And then... goes to the scene of his head getting shaved.
Yeah.
What did you take that as?
I took that as him kind of setting a new tone for this cult. And maybe him shaving his head was like, kind of like a cleansing of himself. Like,
yes!
This is a new Kai. I'm not effing around no more. We're going to get down to business now.
Yeah.
That's how I took that as.
I took it as the same way. It's like a cleansing. Let me shed my coil and just be a new person and kind of look hot. Hey, babe.
Yeah.
How you doing?
So then
I love
bald
man.
We have Winter giving him a shave. And as she's shaving him, they're having their conversation about how they love each other, what they mean to each other.
Kai hears her hump pillows at the age of 15, which is very weird.
That whole discussion, I'm like, okay, yes, they're brother and sister. They love each other. But it was kind of weird, too.
It crosses the line too much. It's
right?
Like, and then to go back to the beginning, it's like, the friend's like, oh, you can't sleep with all three of us.
Yeah.
It's like,
It was just very weird. But I, like, a small part of me kind of felt bad for Kai because I knew that he was testing her. Because of his siblings, him and Winter are the closest. And I know he doesn't want to kill her, but he's giving her, and she doesn't even see this, he's giving her the last chance to come clean. Like, I already know. And since she knows Kai so well, she should have known that she was being tested.
Oh, she should
But no, she's happily taking the ticket and saying thank you and crying on his chest.
Yeah. Yeah, it's insane. And she takes the ticket. But when she's like, oh, here, take this ticket. I knew. I was like... The pieces together! You got caught, girl! You got caught!
Yeah.
But she is... I took it as just being loyal. Did you take it as dumb or loyal?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Because sometimes loyalty can make you dumb.
Oh, yes.
It can.
Why do men always make us crazy?
That's a whole nother show. We'll get into
that
another time.
That's a whole nother show. But yeah, she took that ticket like it was a Wonka pass.
She did. And I can't believe, like... Literally, everybody has been warning you this entire time. Like, you are no different. You literally sat here and watched him kill your brother. What makes you any different?
Yeah.
Pinky power? No.
Yeah, he didn't go for the pinky.
No.
And she's like, oh, I have to leave now so I can be with you towards the end.
Yeah, no.
It's like...
He's like, no.
No, you lying.
Girl, no.
No.
Bye.
No, you go, you're gone. And you can take this coach ticket.
Right.
Yeah.
So
the
boys come in and they swoop her up. And again, he's literally on his knees, basically submitting to her, begging her, please tell me the truth.
Oh, yes. Begging for a confession. Like, would you confess to a lie to save your life? Or would you just say, this is the truth, I'm sticking with it?
I don't want to die, so I'm going to say what I need to survive one more day.
Bloop.
You know? And that's what Beverly did, because I feel like Beverly set this up. Because Winter lied to Kai and told Kai that she killed, what was the police officer's name?
Colton Hayes' character.
Yeah.
Wait, the police officer? Yeah, Colton Hayes' character. I can't remember his name, but he's really...
Well, she told Kai that Beverly killed her. So in my mind, I'm like, that's why Beverly refused that ticket, is because nope. Winter. She set Winter up.
Oh, yeah. And
because as Kai was on his knees, I don't know if you noticed, Beverly was standing on one side and Allie was standing on the other.
Oh, yes.
So,
And they were smirking. And mm-hmm. and Allie, I think Allie and Beverly are in on it.
Oh, yeah.
They have this planned.
They're teaming
and,
up.
And, yeah, I'll save a little bit for the prediction, but I really think they have that planned. Yeah. And Kai is crying while he's killing his sister.
Yeah.
Crying because Charles Manson shows up like, you got to do what you got to do.
Yep.
And he's crying. And you hear the crushing of the rope. And then she's out and dead. And... I felt really, like, I felt some emotion. I felt really bad. Like, I thought I'd be like, that bitch needs to die. She's all up in everyone's vagina, and she needs to go. But I felt sad because it's like, because it's family.
But you know what? I felt more sad for him, not much, so much for Winter. I felt bad because, like I said, out of all the people who have died in throughout this whole season... She is the last person that he wanted to kill.
Mm-hmm.
Even though nobody is safe for him, he still, at the end of the day, didn't want to kill Winter, of all people. And the way that he killed her, like, I feel like the way that he did it, like, that's way more emotional than just, like, shooting somebody.
Oh,
you know what I mean? So
with your bare hands.
I kind of, like, felt bad for him for a second.
I felt bad for her. But I guess a little bit bad for him because I understand what you mean. But that smirk that Allie had on her face, that evil smirk, it was so evil.
Yeah.
So evil. I was living.
I was too.
I was like, yeah, she's like, get that. That's all that.
Yes.
She had a lot to say with that smirk. Then the jaw-dropping moment. Speedwagon.
Ooh.
Decides to speed the F away. And jump in that car, and he's, like, undoing his shirt, and I'm getting excited. But he pulls out a microphone and a pack. He's the mole.
He is the Judas.
He's the Judas. And I want to know, how long has he been the Judas?
And I want to know, did Allie, we'll talk about it. Yeah. Well, let's get into predictions, guys.
Predictions. Oh, here we go. You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay, so as for predictions, we did see the previews in the next episode. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I think that Allie and Beverly are working together as a team. I believe that Kai is going to lose his mind some more because he doesn't have anybody. No more family. He's alone.
Mm-hmm.
And as we see at the very end of the episode, Allie comes in and is like, hey, I caught you.
Mm-hmm.
So is it she knew that Speedwagon was in on it? Because that's what I took it as. Or is it like, no, I caught you. Now you're going to be my bitch.
I kind of took it as maybe my theory is, of course, that Allie and Beverly are working together. But at the same time, I think since Beverly is the one who's in media, maybe Beverly is the one who set this up and Allie just doesn't know yet. And that's she's kind of just discovering, like, who are you? How did this happen? That's what I think.
Yeah, I need a backstory on how Speedwagon got to the way he was.
Yeah.
But I was paying close attention, and it showed Allie in an orange jumpsuit, which means she's in jail for something.
Kai was in a jumpsuit, too.
Ooh.
He was in jail.
I missed that part because I was too focused on Allie.
He was in a jumpsuit on a payphone.
Mm.
So there's a few people going to jail.
Who do you think is going to end up on top? I know it's a little bit early. We only have one more episode, which is probably going to be jam-packed 90-minute show. Let's hope it's 90 minutes. I love a long show.
Okay.
But who do you think, from everything we see but the last piece, who do you think is going to be on top?
I'm still kind of pulling for Beverly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, okay, either Beverly or wait, who the heck is left now? Okay. I think it's either going to be Beverly or Beverly and Allie as a team.
I see.
I'm not sure yet.
I see
which
that.
One.
I think,
but it's going to be a woman on top. That's what I think.
I truly think, thinking through the mind of American Horror Story,
mm-hmm.
that Kai is going to be on top because the way they're relating it to politics and which some people believe Trump did the most, and there was no possible way, zero possibility that Trump was going to become president after everything that happened. I think that's what Ryan Murphy is going to show. Like, after all that, Kai is he's still going to get what he wants. But he's not going to want it, but he's going to get it.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you think that he's going to make it to Senate and then all the way to presidency?
Ooh. I think so. I think there's going to be a flash. It's going to be like 3-4 years later, Kai's the president, and he's just going to have an evil smile, and the world is going to go to shambles.
Oh, my God.
And if you're going to end it that way, give me my 10%. But check. Yeah, that's our predictions.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of American Horror Story. Make sure that you guys tweet us, follow us on iTunes. Give us those 5 stars. Comments. We love all of you guys' commentary. And I'm Ashley Allen. Again, thank you so much for joining us for another episode. And you guys know where to find me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen.
And I'm Sanders Kennedy. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Sans World.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week for the finale.
Bye, guys. Bye. See you for the finale.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.